You know, Carl Perkins and I live right across the Mississippi River from each other. I bet you could have heard my daddy shooting that dynamite on Christmas morning if you'd been listening, Carl.
John, I probably did, because we didn't have a lot of nothing. I remember we drug one old firecracker around and wore it out. We was afraid to light it. things in Lake County wasn't too bright, but kind of like Marshall said, we kind of filled up on love around that time of the year. That's when the crops was all out, and I remember my folks, my mom and dad, kind of pinched the pennies, and that's when we got our new overall britches. I kind of strutted around pretty good on Christmas Day with those on. But Christmas to me is a sad and a warm time of the year. We did a lot of singing, that's about all we had, and that wasn't too good, but there's a lot of sweet memories over in Lake County for me.
It was Christmas Eve the night your poor ma died, son, and I reckon she prayed all of her life that she could raise you to be 21. Me and you never moved into town, boy. We just kept on living out here. Oh, and life's been good and bad, son, for the past 21 years. Oh, I remember now when you were a little fella, and I used to take my boy to church. And when you sang the Christmas carols with the other boys, oh, it gave Dad's heart a jerk. Why, you sounded a lot like a little angel, boy, and a papa you sure look sweet, even though your little ragged britches came halfway to your skinny little knees. Oh, and it made your papa proud, boy, and it filled my old heart with joy. Preacher'd step down and he'd pat your head and he'd say, my, my, got yourself a fine little boy. Well, maybe my life down here's about over, boy. Maybe my days on earth's about done. Maybe now I'll see your mama and live with the Lord, boy. Merry Christmas to you and a happy birthday, son.